guys, Chris here from Microsoft. I'm here at ASUS with Greg. Greg, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I work for ASUS North America. I do social media and video production. And so I like to come to events like this and make videos. So that's why I'm here.
Well, and you've got some great new products that you guys have just recently announced to talk about here. We're going to get through a few of them, but I think we really want to start right here with the ASUS ZenBook Flip S.
Yeah, we introduced a whole new line of ZenBooks. And this is, like you said, the ZenBook Flip S. The official name is UX370UA, if you want to know that. This is a 13-inch flip notebook. So when I say flip, it means it's got a 360 hinge, so you can use it in tablet mode or like a regular laptop. And this actually has the world's thinnest 360 hinge, so you can see how thin it is. I think it's just 10.9 millimeters thick. So one of the thinnest convertible notebooks around.
And a beautiful finish on, Greg. Is this an aluminum finish then that we're looking at?
Yeah, all
at
the
right
ZenBook
here.
Series is kind of known for its elegant design, and this is aluminum, you know, royal blue finish with the gold accents. It actually looks, a lot of people might say it looks kind of like our ZenBook 3 that we came out with last year. But also, this uses USB Type-C Gen 2, so it's a it works with Thunderbolt, so that's kind of a new thing with this. It also has a 4K touchscreen, so super high resolution, and also has Windows Hello. So you can't, on the side here, it's got a fingerprint reader, so you can unlock it just by touching it with your finger. It also has other controls on the side with power button and volume, so when you're in tablet mode, you can still turn it on and off with just the volume and all that.
And I see that there's a pen attached with it. I'm assuming we get some of the other great Windows features like Windows Ink.
Yes.
Cortana built right in.
Yeah, it works great with Windows Ink. I think we were doing a demo of that at the press event, and it works really good. Some of the specs, you can get this with up to a Core i7 CPU and a 1 TB PCIe SSD. So even though it's small and light, it's actually really powerful. I mean, you could use this as your only system if you wanted to.
Well, speaking of powerful, I know this one's powerful, but when we get into even more power, it looks like the ZenBook Pro is the device for those people that are really interested in doing everything.
Definitely. This is the brand new ZenBook Pro. It's the first redesign we've had in a while, and it's the first one that we have with a GTX 10 series GPU. This uses a GTX 1050 Ti. So not only is it great for productivity, editing video, photography, design, you can also game on it. I mean, it's a ZenBook you could game on. They like to call it Beauty and the Beast. It's a great looking system, and it's extremely powerful.
Well, it is beautiful. I see we've got the fingerprint reader here as well.
Yep, and Windows Hello.
Maybe talk a little bit about these speakers. This is interesting. I see two speakers, but I hear there's four of them.
Right, it's a four speaker system, and it's certified by Harman Kardon. And these speakers on top, they actually have these resonance chambers that come down. So that it gives you a more full-bodied sound. So the sound quality out of this is pretty amazing. Also, some of the specs. The screen, it's a 15.6 inch. And you can go up to 4K UHD, so 3840x2160. And it's also Core i7, latest generation Core i7 CPU. Up to 16 gigabytes of DDR4 at 2400 megahertz.
So it's got a lot of power. You're packing a lot, but it still looks very thin, though.
Yeah,
if
we look at the
beautiful design as well.
Like I said, the ZenBooks are known for their design. It's got the elegant blue finish, and this one is, I think, 13 millimeters thick. Let me just double check. 18.9. The other one's 13. 18.9 millimeters thick. So for a laptop with this power, it's very thin, and it's light too. It's 1.8 kilograms. When they designed this, they wanted to keep it under 2 kilograms. So that's one reason they used the GTX 1050 Ti, is because they can, if they went to a higher-end graphics card, they would have to put too much cooling in there, too much copper, too much heat pipes and all that. It would have increased the weight. So,
we started down there at kind of the smaller and lighter. We've come to the real powerful. And then maybe in the middle, though, you guys just talked about the ZenBook 3 Deluxe this week as well.
So
tell us a little bit more. I hear it's available.
Yes, available now. The ZenBook 3 Deluxe version is a larger version of the ZenBook 3 we announced last year. So this is a 14-inch notebook in a 13-inch body.
Wow.
So the screen's a little bit bigger than the ZenBook Flip we were talking about. But the specs are pretty similar. It's similar thickness. This one's 12.9 millimeters thick. You can get with up to a Core i7 CPU and a 1 TB PCIe SSD. And then also, it's Thunderbolt 3. Two USB Type-C Gen 2 connections for Thunderbolt 3, so you could hook this up to, like, if this is your only laptop, you can bring it home, hook it up to a dual monitor system with like an external storage if you wanted to, and then take it with you on the go. And this one is extremely light. It's 1.1 kilograms.
It's just so thin too. We were looking this is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredibly thin. I think USB Type-C is the only type of connection you can fit on there.
That's incredible.
And this one actually has a quad speaker system, kind of like the ZenBook Pro as well.
I can see we got the two speakers here.
We got two there and two there, with more resonance chambers on the side. Okay. Yeah. So the audio quality is amazing if you're not using headphones and all that. So.
This will be up. And then, of course, it looks like we've got fingerprint reader. We can still get Windows Hello on here.
That's the staple of all the ZenBooks, with the Windows Hello feature. And of course, the royal blue finish with the gold accent.
It's a beautiful finish. I can't.
Oh, and also, they all have backlit keyboards. I don't think I mentioned that, but you can see it in the dark. I don't know if we can turn it on here. Should be.
That's all right. It's bright here. We believe you, Greg. Backlit keyboards. Beautiful finish. Super lightweight. This is a great device. I may have to take one with me
also,
before we leave.
Windows 10 Pro. That's
10 Pro, okay.
Yeah, so for this one, Windows 10 Pro. Actually, for all the ZenBook series, you can get it with Windows 10 Pro.
So this is great. The ZenBook's kind of the higher end, a lot of power. But when we look at more affordable, I think you guys made some great announcements about the VivoBook series.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I think are right over here.
Yeah, let's go take a look at the VivoBook S and the VivoBook Pro.
So this is the VivoBook S that we're looking at right here.
So VivoBook S and the VivoBook Pro. I think we'll just focus on the VivoBook Pro because this is a new new thing we're doing with the VivoBook series. And this is one of the first VivoBooks with discrete graphics. So you can get it with up to a GTX 1050. So not the 1050 Ti, but the 1050. So it's kind of like the technology that we develop for the ZenBook series trickles down into the VivoBook series. So it also has Windows Hello unlock feature. And it has the aluminum finish.
It's beautiful finish.
So it looks like it's almost like like the ZenBook's cousin, right?
And these are starting at what price point, Greg?
This starts at $499.
Wow. Okay.
So that's not for the 1050 version, of course.
Right.
That'll be for the i5 version. But you can get this with up to an i7 CPU, 16 gigabytes DDR4 memory.
That's awesome.
Oh, and a 4K display, so that's another first for the VivoBook series.
And then I heard something about a dual fan cooling system in this device.
Right, so when we decided to put in a lot of the notebooks that we make, like the ROG series with the discrete graphics, they use a dual fan. So that technology we brought into this to keep it thin and to keep it nice and cool. So with the GTX 1050 in there and the CPU, it adds a lot more heat. So with the new dual chamber cooling, works like our higher-end laptops, keeps it nice and cool.
That's awesome. Beautiful products here from Asus, Greg. What can people do if they want to learn more about what you guys are doing right now?
Well, you can check out asus.com to find out the details of all these new products. But you can also follow us on Twitter at AsusUSA and Instagram at AsusUSA, or on YouTube, which is youtube.com/AsusNorthAmerica.
There it is.
If I remember correctly.
There it is. And for all of you guys watching right now, we're going to have even more with Greg. We're going to do another gaming session here talking about the great work that Asus is doing in the gaming space. So make sure you stay tuned for that, and we'll talk to you then.